March was a month of shopping in the U.S. I'm David Brancaccio. First, Russia's currency, the ruble, has been dropping with news the Biden administration is applying new economic sanctions on the Kremlin. Some target Moscow's sovereign debt. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us. Nancy, not corporate, but sovereign debt, where investors lend money to Russia, the country.
Right. Sovereign debt is issued by a government. Usually it's in the form of bonds, like U.S. Treasury bonds. It's also known as the national debt. It's the total a country owes to both domestic and foreign creditors.
And what are some of these penalties?
The Biden administration will prohibit U.S. financial institutions from buying bonds from the Russian Central Bank, National Wealth Fund, or Ministry of Finance. And this applies to bonds issued after June 14th. The U.S. Treasury Department also sanctioned six Russian tech companies that it says support Russia's cyber hacking. The Biden administration is imposing the sanctions in response to the SolarWinds cyber attack, which the White House says was orchestrated by Russia. And the sanctions are also for interference in the U.S. presidential elections.
Russia, one expects, would do something in return.
Possibly. Moscow said today any U.S. sanctions would be illegal. A Kremlin spokesman said, quote, the principle of reciprocity operates in this area. President Biden spoke with Vladimir Putin on Tuesday and invited him to a summit. The Kremlin spokesman said new U.S. sanctions wouldn't help the chances of Russia showing up at a summit.
Nancy, thank you. The Russian ruble is off its lows of the morning, but still down 0.6% to the dollar now. Russia's MOEX stock index is down 0.6%. In the U.S., vaccinations and stimulus checks are leading people to splash out, with news today retail sales took off, up nearly 10% in March. Airline tickets and new clothes to replace the comfies we've been hiding in. In early trading here, the Dow is up 200 points, 0.6%. The S&P up 0.7%. The NASDAQ is up 1.1%. It's now hundreds of companies, including Amazon, Netflix, and Starbucks, that have signed statements opposing, quote, any discriminatory legislation that would make it harder for people to vote in America. Georgia is a focus, but other states are working on voting restrictions. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
A statement published in recent days by Kenneth Chenault, former chief executive of American Express, and Kenneth Frazier, the chief executive of Merck, implored businesses to use their power to oppose voting restrictions and called on companies to get more involved in opposing similar legislation to what was passed in Georgia. Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines, two companies based in Georgia, decided not to sign statements directly opposing voting rights restrictions, attempting, it seems, to stay out of the political conversation. Walmart, which is headquartered in Arkansas, also didn't sign an opposition letter, but did say its CEO drafted a statement asserting that state laws must safeguard the right to vote. As Michigan's legislature prepares to hold hearings on some voting bills, the chief executives of Ford and Quicken Loans, both based in that state, released a joint statement declaring their opposition to changes in states' election laws that would make voting more difficult. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
There's news today. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits dropped sharply from the week before. 576,000 new claims is the lowest of the pandemic. That means people are finding work. But others are leery. A survey this week from the National Federation of Independent Business found that 42% of small business owners say they're having trouble filling open positions. That's a record high. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
For the past few months, the hiring situation at Schlau Restaurant Group has been in crisis mode.
There is a complete lack of applicants for jobs that we have opened and have had open for a considerable amount of time.
CEO Spiro Papadopoulos says the company is trying to hire around 8 to 10 people for each of its 11 restaurants just to handle the current workload. But he says a lot of people the company's been in touch with have said they're reluctant to come back to work.
And when we were faced with nobody wanting to come back to their job, we realized, you know, we had to do something to get more competitive.
So the company's been raising pay by around $5 an hour for entry-level jobs. It's also offering more benefits, flexible schedules, signing bonuses. Bill Dunkelberg is chief economist with the National Federation of Independent Business. It found that around 30% of businesses say they're offering higher wages.
Simply because the labor market's getting tighter and there are more and more job openings that we're trying to fill.
Dunkelberg says businesses have to compete with the amount of money people are receiving in unemployment benefits.
And of course, they're competing with each other for the people who are qualified.
And even if a business owner believes the economy is going to get better this year, many of them can't afford to compete.
We believe it's going to be great, but it's hard to make financial commitments under the belief that things are going to be great.
Ken Geddon runs a men's clothing store called Rothmans in New York. He's been struggling to find workers, but offering them higher wages seems risky. Especially, he says, because his industry might not rebound with the rest of the economy.
So I'm in a business where I sell something that people don't really need. You know, men's clothing is men can wear the same clothes for 5 years and not care that much about it.
Giddens been trying to fill 3 or 4 open positions. So far, he's only been able to fill 2. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
And a New York City garbage truck lumbers by. It's labeled Sanitation, big letters rendered in modern upbeat script, the font Helvetica. That font is everywhere, and there's a documentary film about the font, so benign that you can use it to write both I love you or I loathe you in the same typeface. Helvetica is the documentary we're watching this month as part of our Econ Extra Credit project. Sign up for the discussion at marketplace.org/newsletters and watch the movie if you could and email me your thoughts, morningreport@marketplace.org. Yeah, it's a movie about a font, but trust me on this. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.